Cruise ship passengers hospitalized in NJ out of caution for coronavirus. By Amy Furr on February 7, 2020. Four cruise ship passengers were hospitalized once the vessel docked in Bayonne, New Jersey, Friday as a precaution against the coronavirus. One of the four, a man who traveled from China to go on the Royal Caribbean cruise, reportedly had a fever while on the ship, according to the New York Post. However, his fever went away after he took Tylenol. Bayonne Mayor Jimmy Davis said, adding that the other three people were under observation at Newark's University Hospital. No one aboard the ship is believed to have coronavirus. But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and health officials removed 23 other Chinese nationals after the ship docked, the report stated. Friday, Davis tweeted that passengers who showed no signs of sickness were released. In Yokohama, Japan, a Princess Cruises Diamond Princess ship has been quarantined since Monday after 61 passengers tested positive for the virus, according to UPI. The Japanese Ministry of Health said passengers infected with the virus, which included elderly people and foreign nationals, would be transported to infectious disease wards in Tokyo, Saitama, Chiba, Kanagawa, and Shizuoka prefectures. The ministry noted that it was necessary to take measures that take into account their physical conditions. Wednesday, China's state-run Global Times published an editorial urging the Chinese people not to lie about their travels in the country or abroad, according to Breitbart News. The editorial read, "Many places have reported cases in which people deliberately concealed their travel history to Wuhan City or Hubei Province and infected many locals. The non-cooperative acts of a few have caused great harm. While people across the country are jointly fighting the epidemic, such actions should be strongly condemned. Criticism of such behavior should be intensified so that those who are still doing the same or intend to do so would be deterred. At this point, if anyone deliberately conceals his or her dangerous trips and contacts with people, willfully interacts with others and causes severe consequences of infection, the behavior can be considered a crime," the article concluded.